Okay, let's try this again. You do this, then kick. Very simple. This is as simple as it gets. Come on, try harder. Your form is awful. Go on, repeat. Okay, that's a little better, but still pretty bad. Look, it's not hard. Just focus. Watch me. I'll show you one more time. Like that, like this, and then, you kick it like that. What? You think this is too advanced for starters? You know, I won't comment on that, but why don't we just sit down for a little while? Oh, nah, don't worry. I don't give up that quickly. We will continue our lesson. But you do have to rethink this through, in my opinion. I know you want to learn and know how to fight, but clearly you are not giving me all you got. Don't deny it. I can tell. I can tell something is bothering you. Or you're distracted by something. I don't know. What is it, You can tell me, it's fine. Is it because I'm a woman? Does it feel degrading to you? Listen, it's pretty common. I get it all the time. A lot of men are insecure, thinking that maybe I'm looking down at them or whatever else. And I understand it. I mean, we all got our egos. And it doesn't offend me. So if that's what it is, then maybe if you just admit to it, we could figure out how to get past that thought. You sure it's not? Well, okay. So what is it? Maybe you'll tell me later. I'm wondering, is there something you'd like to ask me? Do I have a boyfriend? Wow, you went right for that hit there, didn't you? Normally, I don't answer such questions, but no, I don't. I don't really have time for that, to be honest. Well, I practice daily, work with my students. Sometimes I sign up for tournaments, and then I have to travel. It can get quite busy. But I don't mind. I'm just doing what I love for the most part. How about you, though? If we're starting off so personal, do you have a girlfriend? Oh, okay. Team single then, I guess. You never told me why you wanted to fight, by the way. Is it a secret or something? My father used to train a lot, so he taught me some things. He always fascinated me. His determination to be great. His self-discipline. Bravery. He was my role model. My hero. I wanted to be just like him. I've had my first tournament when I was 13. I didn't win much, but I loved the competitive spirit that surrounded us during that time. Ever since then, I've only wanted to become better and better. My dream was to be this badass girl who could kick the shit out of somebody. Yeah, I definitely did achieve my goal. I had all the boys in my class terrified of me. I mean, not like that, but they definitely knew their distance. They knew I'm not to be played with. Pretty childish, I know, but I was a kid back then. I loved that shit. This sense of power, you know? However, if I met my old self, I would definitely tell me that this is not a good reason to want to learn how to fight. Because you shouldn't want to be feared. It's, like, stupid. I believe the best reason is to just be able to defend yourself. Maybe your family, too, or your significant other and stuff like that. Or if you live in some dangerous area. That's when it's really beneficent. Eventually, if you just like fighting, then you can join tournaments like I do and win awards. That's cool, too. 2-in-1. And if you gain enough respect, you can teach what you know to newbies and earn money. Although it's not for everyone. Do you have potential? Well, it's too soon to say yet. If a week later you still can't do what we tried today, then we will be able to state something. But for now, put your head up. I was terrified when I started too. Nobody was great just right off the jump. I mean, some people have a natural talent and better manual skills, but still, that's rare. It's important to never give up, to not be a quitter. I believe if you really, really want something, you will get it, just as long as you're willing to work for it. I mean, nothing comes easy, obviously, but that's not how life works. You will have to put yourself through some shit to get where you want to be. Because you won't just practice moves. You will also need to have a diet and do regular training to improve your stamina. We will talk about that later. I got the details already prepared for you. There are some things you will need to not do, too. Like, for example, smoking. I don't know if you smoke or not, but smoking is unacceptable. Smoking and training do not go together. That's how you create all these fake sportsmen who go to the gym every few days, but then run one lap and they're dying. If you're a smoker, going to the gym is pointless. Unless you only care about your looks or strength, but that's not what we are focusing on. Stamina is very important in fighting. Because you can fight very well at the beginning, but eventually if the guy is putting up a good fight too, and soon you're out of breath and they're not, they might just take your head off. And so all those things, it takes character to be able to change like that, you know? It's not easy. You have to have some serious balls to become that kind of man. Or woman, right? Don't have balls, but hey, you better respect me. You know, I used to have this one extremely talented student. He learned really, really fast. His name was Nick. Nick, although a great talent, he didn't really care enough. And it's sad, because he had the ability to become one of the greats. No joke. I could see it in him. But for some reason, he didn't want to. What I mean is not that he wouldn't like to, but he was too lazy to work on himself. He didn't want to fix what was wrong with him. He didn't work on stamina either. And when I finally asked him why he is here in the first place, he simply said it was just to run from problems at home. You know, father alcoholic, mom didn't want to leave him, violence, arguing, that kind of situation. He wanted to be able to defend his mom. Unfortunately, he did, and I'm saying unfortunately because that story didn't end up so well for him. So his parents got into a big fight again. Mom was taking another beating. Nick came back home and attacked him, and when he attacked him, he completely lost control. He ended up putting that motherfucker in the hospital. Yeah. Thankfully, he didn't kill him, but Police ended up taking Nick to jail. No, it wasn't for long. He's out now, but this is a great example of how to not use the knowledge you gain here. I mean, it was with good intentions. He tried defending his mother, but still, he shouldn't do that. He should have called the police instead, while holding his father off.
At least he would avoid the consequences.
Are they still together? Who, Nick's parents? Oh, I don't know. He never came back and talked to me after he got out. I just heard what happened from someone. That's all. I hope so, though. Do you drink at all? I do, yeah, sometimes. I can't resist my wine every now and then. Yeah, well, you don't have to deny yourself every little treat. A little alcohol is fine, on the weekends and stuff. As long as you don't overdo it. Don't know if you knew, but Bruce Lee drank too. He wasn't completely clean, as some would say. Pretty sure that's also mentioned in the list of possible ways in which he had died. They say he could have mixed some headache or sleep pills with alcohol and it caused his death, but who knows? It may be the official reason. I don't know. I just remember reading about it. Yeah, I like Bruce Lee. He was phenomenal. Some people now want to discredit him so bad because there's, like, only one real footage of him fighting or whatever. But I'm pretty sure they just don't understand what he really did at that time. Plus, you know, he was kind of little and weighed nothing, so all the boxing fans think he would just stand no chance against today's champs. Well, to me, boxing is something completely different than what he did, right? Of course he did boxing too, probably, but boxing has a lot of limits, and some moves are illegal. Those rules literally create the disadvantage for smaller guys. Obviously, he would struggle. But in a fight where anything goes, and if he still kept improving for all those years, I think he would give some people a lot of trouble. I mean, come on. I heard that his kicks felt like you've been hit by a car at full speed. He was no joke, man. He was no joke. By the way, you know what one of the best stamina-improving exercises is? Come closer and I'll show you. Closer. Oh my god, never mind. I'm sorry, the talking went so well and... This is not okay. I'm supposed to teach you, not... Are you sure? Do you want to... Yeah? I haven't been with a man in so long. I've been wanting you since you walked in, but I didn't know if you... Wow, you're getting hard for me. I know this is not professional at all, but I bet you want to fuck me so fucking bad right now, don't you? Yeah? Tell me. Do you want to make me your bitch? What? Surprise, surprise? Wasn't expecting that? That's right, baby. Come and make me your fucking whore. Oh, that's right. I like to talk dirty like that. You should punish me for it. No instructor should talk like that, should they? I sat up here and talked so much. Why don't you come and teach me something now, huh? Oh, I think you need to get on top of me and work on that stamina, like I said. Oh, yeah. Throw that stupid shirt away. I don't need it. Oh, fuck, baby. Get your face right in those tits. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pull it out. I want you to pound my little cunt. It's so wet for you right now. Oh, it's so fucking wet, baby. Please, give it to me. Treat me like your fuck doll. Oh my god, yes. Deeper. Please. Fuck. Now, don't tease me. Come on. Show me who's the boss now. You're in control, baby. Show me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Pin me down. Hold my wrist down like that. Yeah. Oh, stretch me out. It's your pussy now. Do whatever you want to it. Oh, yes. Yes. Is that all you got, though? You're not out of breath already, are you? Come on, do it harder. Do it like a real man and pound me. Balls deep. Make me take it. That's it. Oh, that's fucking it right there. Fuck. Oh my god. You feel so good. You feel so fucking good. Keep owning that little pussy, baby. It's yours. It's so yours. Turn around. Oh, please, yes. Fuck me from behind. Put it back in. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Now you're really showing me, aren't you? Keep showing me. Oh, God. Yeah, pull my hair harder. Pound me hard. Destroy me. I'm not your instructor right now. I'm your fucking whore. Oh, treat me like a dirty little slut. Yes. Oh, okay, okay. Slow, slow, slow. Slow, baby. Slow. Lay on top of me. Keep your dick in me and lay on top of me entirely. Yeah, like that. Mmm, that's so nice. I don't want you to come too fast. You're doing pretty good so far. Maybe you do some jogging that I'm unaware of. I like how you touch me all over. Feels really nice. I missed a man's hand on my body so much. You will probably be my favorite student. I like how you're staying just as hard and balls deep inside of me, keeping my hole wide open, all nice and stretched out. What's that? Oh, you didn't think I liked getting dominated like that? Well, the truth is I don't, usually. But you're so hot. I can't help it. Oh, does that turn you on? I'm feeling you're trying to thrust in me again. Ugh, fuck. As much as I'd like to tease you a bit longer, Okay, yeah, do it. I'm ready. Oh, fuck. This is my favorite position, by the way. Feeling your weight on top of me. Completely pinned to the ground. Couldn't get out if I wanted to. Oh my god, yes. Oh, please talk in my ear. Talk dirty to me. Tell me you will do bad things to me. Hold me down by my wrists again. I want to feel helpless. It's my biggest fantasy. Please. It's gonna make me come. Oh my god, don't give me a break. Pound me really hard again. Please, I need it. Give it to me. I want you to fuck me till you come. Fuck me really good till you come inside of me. Yes, baby, yes. Fuck. Just make me take it, baby. Make me take it nice and deep. It's your pussy, baby. Use it. Use it. Are you getting close? Come whenever you want, baby. I'll take it. I'll take it like a good girl, wherever you want. Inside of me? Oh my god. Yes, please do it. Cream pie me. Bust a big fat nut right in me. Oh baby, please. Give me all of it. Let my pussy swallow that load. Feed it to me. Feed my slutty little hole. By far the best sex I've had in a long time. Come, kiss me. Oh. Okay, now, you need to leave. But tomorrow we will actually work on your form and teach you some moves. All right? Good.